Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God once again from God's precious book. I trust you're getting ready this morning to go to the house of God. I know this is Mother's Day and a wonderful day to celebrate our mothers, that God has graced us with one to bring us into the world. And we ought to be thanking God for them. You got one. You need to show your love today, and show your appreciation for what she's done for you. But after all, she went down to the jaws of death to bring us into the world. And I appreciate our mothers today, especially the godly mothers that are living for God. In the Scriptures, we find many instances of the mothers that was a great influence on the children, and guided them into the faith. And my, what a blessing it is. I always think of young Timothy, where he was talking about, Paul mentioned about his grandmother and his mother, and had a great influence on young Timothy and got him into the kingdom, and I praise God for that. But it's Mother's Day today, so don't forget that. And of course, show your appreciation and your love for your mother. This ought to be called, as far as I'm concerned, Mama's Day, because that's all I ever called her was Mama. And so it's a good day today. And trust you're getting ready to go to the house of God this morning, be in church, be in the house of God today, and enjoy the blessings of God. Good to be here. I appreciate each listener this morning. We thank God for each one of you. Hope we can be a blessing and a help to your heart today, be an uplift to you, somehow get you through this life that you're living in, and be a help somewhere along the way. And that's our desire to do that today. And if you're not a Christian this morning, that's a wonderful thing to do, is to become a child of God, being born again, not of corruptible things, but of corruptible, not but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we've got something to look forward to today. And I'll be saying more about that in the message this morning. And so you get ready. Get up and be in the house of God today. Get your family together and get your kids in Sunday school and church. And you need to be in Sunday school yourself. Amen. I don't know why that people think just because they're grown they don't need Sunday school. I thank God for Sunday school. I get things in Sunday school that helps me in my Christian life, and I thank God for that. So be in Sunday school this morning. Our Sunday school here at Mountain View Baptist begins at 10 o'clock, and worship 10:45, and then 5 o'clock for the evening worship, 7 on Wednesday, and we urge you to come and be with us throughout the week and throughout the day, and I believe you'll enjoy the Word of God and the songs and just the worship service. You just come be with us today in the house of God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs today. We want to remember those that are sick this morning, those that are not able to get out to be in the house of God. I trust it'll be a real blessing to your heart today. And so we trust that you will pray for these that are not able to go and be in the house of God. Some folks are struggling, and they've got sickness and things that they're struggling with, and we need to pray for them this morning, that God would continue to help them and touch them. God's a healer. He's able to heal if it's his will, and so we need to pray for that today. He will not because we ask not. And so we need to ask, amen. God might find it in his will to touch folks and heal them. And thank God for that. Fathers, we bow in your presence this morning. Thank you for this day. Privilege just to be in the house of God this morning. Lord, enjoy the blessings that you bestowed upon us today. Your mercy you've shown to us this week. Your blessings, God, that you showed. We want to praise you for your blessings. Thank you for supplying all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ. Thank you for the spiritual needs we've had this week that you supplied. Thank you for the material needs you supplied, everything you've done. The blessings, the grace for every day, the grace for every battle, every trial that we face, every temptation's come our way. We found strength and grace, God, to withstand it and live for you and be a blessing to someone along the way. Have your will and way. Bless these that are sick and suffering. God, touch them this morning. We'll bless you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning and hope it will be a blessing to you today and be an encouragement to your heart and uplift your soul this morning. All right, let's see. We need to pray much for the service now that God would just bless and have his way in every heart this morning. Now you listen now as they sing.
What a glory in theory.
Amen. Can't do that. I tell you, you're going to have the Lord. You can't make it by yourself. No need you trying it. We have a great high priest which cannot be touched with things of our infirmities and all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. I'm glad we got a Savior this morning. Hope you enjoyed that. Have another one now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. Do you hear what that song said this morning? That's going to be a day. What a wonderful day that's going to be when we get to see Jesus and be with him forever. Romans chapter 8 this morning. Romans chapter 8. Got to bring to you some thoughts today right along that same line this morning that God's impressed on our heart today. Romans chapter 8. The Bible said verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. For you have not yet received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and of children then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." And I want to use for the subject this morning, out of Romans chapter 8, and I'll read a little bit over in 1 John chapter 3, Now, this morning, I'm simply on the subject, you hadn't seen anything yet. You just haven't seen nothing yet. There's going to come a day when we're going to get to where we're headed for. I mean, I have a hope this morning, the help of the coming of the Lord, but I know that I'm saved, and I know where I'm going when I die. You say, preacher, you speak with confidence this morning. I sure do. I've been born again. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. My soul has been saved. My soul is sealed to the day of redemption. I'm not going to be lost again. I'm not going to hell. I'm going to heaven. And that's a reality. That's what's in my life today. But you hadn't seen anything yet. There's going to come a day when we're going to be with Him in glory, and that's going to be a wonderful time. 1 John chapter 3, let me read some verses here. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure. So you hadn't seen anything yet, my friend. There's coming a day when we're going to get to be where Jesus is. Amen. Now, He speaks about several things in this chapter today, and I wanted to bring your attention to this morning. And He said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time. Now, I don't like to say that, but this is what we're living in, the sufferings of the present time. We're prone to suffer for the cause of Christ. This has not been a life that has been free from persecution. It's not been free from ridicule. It's not been free from the folks making fun of us as Christians, as children of God. But I'm telling you, there's been things that happened to us because we're saved that wouldn't have happened to us if we was a lost person and going their way. But I'm glad the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And so the Bible said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So He speaks about a relationship in this chapter here today. There is a relationship with God. And the Bible said we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. And so there's a relationship. I spoke about that over in John there that we read a while ago. There's a special relationship that we have with the Lord. And so because we're saved, that there's going to be sufferings. Now, you think about sufferings. Now, if you notice now, that he talks about the sufferings of this present time. The present time. Now, Paul knew what it was to suffer for the cause of Christ. You read the writings of the Apostle Paul, you read the epistles in the Bible, you'll find that there is a suffering that we do as a child of God. Paul suffered for the cause of Christ. The apostles, every one of them, was persecuted for the cause of Christ. Many put to death for the cause of Christ. There's persecution. But I'm going to tell you about the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with a glory which shall be revealed in us. And that's what he said. That's what he meant. And so you haven't seen anything yet, my friend. I know it's good to live for God down here. It's good to be a Christian in this walk of life down here. I love to live for the Lord. I love to live in this life as wicked as it is around us today, and I'll try to let my light shine, and that folks might see your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Bring glory to His name that's above every name. So we're living here in this present world. But I enjoy living for the Lord Jesus, to be blessed of Him, to be led by Him, to be fed by Him, to be guided by Him, and to be learned by Him. I tell you, we're not in this thing by ourselves. God didn't save us and turn us loose in this world and say, make it the best way you can. No, sir. But I tell you, He put us in the family. We're part of the family of God, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus. And that, brother, it's good to have that. So there's going to be sufferings in this presence. present time. Many folks go through sufferings. Our sickness comes upon us a lot of time. We know what it is to have sickness and sufferings that God didn't heal us from. We may have got a little bit well for a season, but there's going to come a day when a permanent healing is going to take place when we go home to be with Him. But we're going to suffer for the cause of Christ. Every time you go on the job, there's going to be some ridicule if you're a Christian. If you live for God on the job, you'll be persecuted for the glory of God. You certainly will. And if you live for God at school, you're going to be persecuted. They'll make fun of you. They'll ridicule you because you're a church kid and you go to the house of God. There's going to be a lot of things take place in this life because we're Christians. But Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you also. And so that's the reason that we know that we're saved, that the world don't like us and they don't love us, and they persecute us for our testimony and for our life that we try to live for Jesus, and that we're not walking where they walk, we're not going where they go, we're not doing what they're doing, and so we may stumble every once in a while, and we'll get up and go on for God and get forgiven. A daily cleansing comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. But he talked about suffering, and you hadn't seen anything yet, friend, when the Lord gets us home to be with him. And so he speaks about those present sufferings, and all the apostles knew what it was to suffer for the cause of Christ. They knew what it was to lay down out there, try to sleep at night and be bombarded by burdens and cares of life and sickness, and may receive, of course, their things that happened to them. Many couldn't see well. They couldn't, and all the things that took place in their lives. And my friend, they suffered so many things, but they didn't suffer. They didn't suffer forever. There come a day when deliverance came to them that were saved in this early church. There came a day of deliverance when every disease of their life was healed, when everything was over, nobody ridiculing them any longer. They're in the presence of Jesus today. They're where He is, and they're where the Lord is. And so there's a persecution that takes place. So listen, be a child of God about it. I don't expect everybody to love you in this life, and a lot of times friends will let you down. Sometimes friends will turn their back on you because you're a Christian. Sometimes your own family will turn their backs on you when you're a Christian. You refuse to walk the ways that they're walking, go where they're going, do what they're doing, and they'll ridicule you and turn their back on you, and you'll walk alone a lot of times. But I tell you, you hadn't seen anything yet. There's coming a day when these sufferings that we're facing is going to be glorified with Him, and we're going home to be with Him. Amen. The Bible says, He speaks about here in verse 17, and of children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. There's going to come a day of glory for the child of God. Listen, my friend, what you're going through with now, lift up your head, brother. Put a smile on your face when you can. I'm not saying you'll cry. I'm not saying you'll not carry a burden. But I tell you, he'll be right there to carry that burden for you and with you and give you strength for the day and the grace of God. Now, Paul suffered, and he besought the Lord three times that God would deliver him from this the thing of the flesh. And three times he sought the Lord, and finally God answered his prayer. And well, what did God say to him? He said, Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient. I'm not going to deliver you from this that you're facing and you're going through with, but my grace is sufficient for thee. He said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. Brother, when we're dependent on God, we're strong. And we're as strong as God is when you're dependent upon Him. And so listen, my friend, you hadn't seen anything yet. And we're going home. This world hadn't seen anything. Thank God where we're going, there'll not be anything to defile or make a lie. Thank God it'll be a perfect place where the Lord is. One of these days and all this thing's over with, what a future we've got as a child of God. What a day that's going to be. My friend, lift your head up this morning. Brother, look to the heavens. He's right there with you. He's lifting your burden. He's carrying your load. My friend, He's giving you grace for the day. And there'll come a day when heavens, when complete deliverance will take place in your life, and you'll stand in the presence of God, and there'll be no sin there, there'll be no burdens there, there'll be no heartache there, no tears in that place. He'll wipe every tear from every eye of every individual Christian. Amen. I thank God that day's coming. You haven't seen anything yet, my friend. It's good enough to live for the Lord down here, but one day we're going to see Him. Praise God. Won't that be good to see the Lord Jesus? And we shall see Him as He is. And that's what the Bible said. We shall see Him as He is. And so we've got a place to go to, and we've got a Savior to see, and that we're going to be with Him forever and forever, and we're going to listen, see things we never dreamed about. You say, what's it going to be like there? Well, I just don't know, because I've never been there. But the Bible said, I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither is entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. I thank God, but one day we will see, and one day we will be delivered from this thing that we're living in today. Yes, sir, the Bible said, and He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Listen, I'm not waiting to be saved this morning. I'm saved now, thank God. But now we're the sons of God, and doth not yet appear what we shall be. I don't know what we're going to be. I don't know what we're going to be. But he said, but when He shall appear, when He comes, when the Son of God splits the eastern skies open, and when the trumpet sounds and we go home to be with Him, and when He comes, we'll be just like Him. Amen. Thank God for that. And so the Bible said that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. That's what I want to close on this morning. I've never placed my eyes upon the Son of God. I've never seen Him in person, but I felt His presence. I've heard His voice. And Brother, sweet Holy Ghost down inside of me, that comforts me when I need some help. But I'm going to tell you, one of these days we're going to see Him as He is. Amen. No imperfect rendering of a picture is going to be Jesus. We're going to see Him in person. Every child of God's going to be there, and we're going to be Him there with Him and see Him as He is. May God bless you on the next Sunday at the same time. Amen. Thank you.